सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ नमो भगवते वैवस्वताय मृत्यवे ब्रह्मविद्याचार्याय नचिकेतसे च। सो वी ऑफर आवर होमेज टू द टीचर यमराज एंड टू द स्टूडेंट नचिकेता। सो फार वी हैव सीन इन द स्टोरी दैट नचिकेतस फादर वॉज डूइंग अ विश्वजीत यज्ञ वेर ही वॉज सपोज टू गिव अवे ऑल हिज प्रॉपर्टी, बट ही कीप्स द गुड काउस एंड गिव्स अवे द सिक काउस। एंड नचिकेता सीइंग दैट आस्क्स हिज फादर, हुम आर यू गोइंग टू गिव मी टू? एंड ही आस्क्स हिम 3 टाइम्स एंड द फादर गेट्स एंग्री एंड ही टेल्स हिम, आई गिव यू टू यमराज, विच मीन्स यू नो जस्ट गो अवे। बट इन एंगर ही सेज, यू नो लाइक वी से जा मर, सो सेम वे मरी जाओ, इन
या
गुजराती दे से दैट
मैं गया
जाओ मरी जाओ, सो सेम वे ही टेल्स हर दैट एंड ही टेक्स इट लिटरली एंड ही गोज टू यमराज। बट यमराज इज नॉट होम एंड ही इज गॉन अवे फॉर 3 डेज एंड 3 नाइट्स। एंड नचिकेता स्टेज आउटसाइड विदाउट फूड एंड वॉटर, सेइंग आई विल वेट फॉर यमराज टू कम बिकॉज आई हैव बिन given to Yamaraj, and when Yama comes, he feels very sad that a Brahmin boy was kept outside for 3 days and nights. And so to compensate for that, he says, you can have 3 wishes, whatever you wish. And so let us see what wishes Nachiketa asks for. So number 10, Lata, you have this book, mantra number 10.
I do.
Shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syat.
Shanta sankalpa sumanaya vathasyat.
Vitamanyur Gautamo ma bhimrityo.
Vitamanyu Manyur Gautamo
त्वत्प्रसृष्टं मा भिवदेत् प्रतीत। सो
Mabhi Pratyo. प्रसृष्टं मा भीवदेत प्रतित
एतत्त्रयाणां प्रथमं वरं वृणे।
एतत्त्रयाणां प्रथमं वरं
यू
वृणे
कैन प्लीज म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। शांत संकल्प सुमना यथा स्यात्, वीतमन्युर्गौतमो माभिमृत्यो, त्वत्प्रसृष्टं माभिवदेत् प्रतीत। एतत्त्रयाणां प्रथमं वरं वृणे। सो लास्ट लाइन, एतत्त्रयाणां, आउट ऑफ दीज 3 बून्स दैट यू प्रॉमिस्ड, प्रथम वरमं वृणे, आई रिक्वेस्ट फॉर प्रथमं वरम, द फर्स्ट बून आई रिक्वेस्ट। He is not saying I order, but even though he has been promised, but he requests or he chooses. So what is his first one is for his father. So you look at the unselfishness of Nachiketa. Most of us, first thing we would ask is ourselves and then for somebody else. But he first asks for his father. So he said, how should my father be? Shanta Sankalpaha. When I go back, he should be peaceful and not have any agitation. And Sumana, and may he be kind towards me, you know. Yathasyat, may he be like that to me. And Vita Manyuhu, and may he not have any anger, because he was still sad that his father got angry with him. So he said, may he not have any anger to me. And Gautama is one of his Vajashravas. Another name is Gautama. So for me, Ma Abhi, towards me, he may not be angry. O Mrityo, O Lord Death, Lord Yama. And then he's very smart. He says, Tvat Prasrishtam, when I have been sent back by you. So he's already booking his spot that I'm not going to stay here forever. Whatever work I have to do with Yamraj, I will do that. Whatever work has been assigned, my father has sent me, so I'm here to serve Yamraj. But when my work is over, he will send me back. And Ma, when you send me back, Abhivadet, may he welcome me. Pratit. Pratit means may he greet me well. May he know me. May he recognize me. May he welcome me. This is my first boon. So as we see now, he asked all good things for his father. May he be peaceful and not angry. And may he recognize me as an obedient son, that I was obedient to him. And may he welcome me. And he has already arranged his return journey back, his return ticket. Then he also says that may he recognize me. Because, you know, if he has come back from death, maybe he's a ghost. You know, people may think maybe he's a ghost, because only those people come back from death who are ghosts. But he said, no, may he recognize me as his son. May he love me. May he accept me without anger, with complete peacefulness. May his mind, because I know his mind would not be peaceful right now, because I have gone and he has sent me away. I know my father, he didn't really mean it. So may he be peaceful. So in one boon, he has asked for five boons. May he be peaceful. May he not be angry. May he recognize me. May he accept me. And may I be sent back. So five boons. So this reminds me of a story. So there were this couple who had done a lot of good deeds. And so Bhagwan appears before them and says, you can have three boons. And the wife really loved vadas. She must be South Indian. She really loved vada. So she said, I'd like to have vada, the best vada at any time I want, it should just appear. So immediately a whole tray of vadas appears before her, delicious, warm, hot. And husband gets angry. He said, what? Out of all the boons you requested, vada, you wasted your boon. He's very angry with her. Now go and put this vada on your nose. And that is his second boon. So vada gets stuck to her nose. Because if Bhagavan says, you ask for that, that's your second boon. Now she starts crying. And she says, how can I, she cannot pull it off because it's stuck. So how can I get out of this vada now? My whole life I have to carry this vada on my nose. You shut, get it off. So he says, okay, third boon, may your vada be off your nose.
All three boons were gone.
So then there's another story. There was this blind old couple. Same thing, they had done a lot of good deeds and Bhagwan appeared and said, you can have only one boon. You know, he didn't give three boons, you can have one. So this couple was old and they were poor. So they said, one boon? He says, yeah. So they talk about it. And they said, you know what, Bhagwan, may we see our great-grandson. May we see our great-grandson in a golden cradle playing with golden toys on the seventh floor of our own seven-story building. So in one boon, they ask for everything. May they have wealth, may they have long life to see the great-grandson, may he be playing with golden toys on the seventh floor in a golden cradle. So that is how one should use the boon, and that's what Nachiketa did. So next will Mohini auntie, you want to repeat number 11?
Okay.
Yatha purastad bhavita pratita.
Yatha purastad bhavita pratita.
Audalakir adunir mat prasishtah.
Audalakir
adunir mat prasishtah.
Marta Krista.
Sukham ratri shaita vita manyuhu.
Sukham ratri shaita vita manyu.
Tvam tadrishvan mrityu mukhat pramuktam.
Tvam tad shivan mrityu mukhat
pramuktam.
Pramuktam.
Yeah, you can mute. We'll all chant together. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audalakir adunir mat prasishtah sukham ratri shaita vita manyustvam dadrishvan mrityu mukhat pramuktam. So now Yamraj is talking. So Yamraj is already now of giving the boon. So he says, Yatha purastat, just as before, same way he will recognize you. He will recognize you, your father. Audalika, Audalakir, Arunir, means he was the son of Audalaka Rishi, that was another name. And Aruni, he was this, his other side, his lineage was from Aruni. So Aruna and Audalika were his two kind of lineages from the mother and father side. So that was his two name. And Prasrishta, when I have sent you back, when I have released you, so Yamaraj already accepts that. So he will, not only he will sleep in the future, but even now I'll make sure that his mind is peaceful. Sukham Ratri, he will sleep peacefully at night. Shaita, he will sleep. Vita manyuhu, without anger towards you, and Tvam Dadrishvan, having seen you, how? Mrityu Mukhat Pramuktam, one who has been released from the mouth of death, because he knows that he is death. So here we see that there are different names of his father and his lineage, and Yamraj assures him that he will be at peace, not only in the future, but I'll guarantee he will be at peace now. And he has shown that how to come out of the mouth of death. You know, what do you mean by coming out of the mouth of death, or how can you become fearless from death? So there is a beautiful shloka in Saddarshanam. Mrityunjayam mrityubhyashritanam aham matir mrityumupaiti purvam yatha prabhavat amriteshu teshu katham punar mrityudiyovakashah. So mrityunjayam mrityubhyashritanam. See, we are all fearful of death, mrityubhi. So Ashrita, so whom do we take refuge in? Mrityunjayam. Who is Mrityunjayam? Lord Shiva, who has conquered death and who gives us fearlessness from death. So how can he give fearlessness from death? Does that mean that we will never die? No, that's not freedom from death. Mrityunjayam mrityubhi ashritanam aham matir mrityum upaiti purvam. So what happens first? Bhagavan Shiva destroys our aham vritti, that I am, this ego, this ahankar, this ego. Lord Shiva destroys, or our guru, or our teacher, or here in this case, Yamaraja. Aham matir mrityum upaiti purvam. That reaches death, the I, that ego. Aham matir mrityum upaiti purvam. Then, tatha abhavat amriteshu teshu, then who is the one that is immortal? Who is the one that is immortal? It is the Atma, the soul, the consciousness. So Lord Shiva or our Guru, or here in this case Yamraj, makes us recognize our immortal nature as the infinite self. That is my true nature. And I was never born. I will never die. This body will perish, but I will always remain. So that is wisdom, that is knowledge, that is enlightenment, that I am that supreme Atma. And the one who continuously abides in that, stays with that knowledge, not only intellectually knows it, but it becomes part of his experience, that this Atma, the self, that is called, that's why they say, na, what is the vision of God? In Raman Maharishi, in another place, says, vision of God is not that he will appear in a form. Vision of God is to know that I am that self. He will make that self appear to you. So that is true vision. Otherwise, people think, I will meditate and then Lord Shiva or Bhagwan Vishnu or some other God will appear. No, it is realizing that I am that, and not realizing intellectually, but actually abiding in that experience at all times. So there is a process, and I myself cannot reach that. No matter how much effort I put, I can put effort up to a point and then just wait. And so all this, sadhan, chatushtaya, meditation, bhakti, karma yoga, all this, all these other yogas and sadhanas are necessary to quieten the mind and make the knowledge clear. And then you come to a particular point beyond which the intellect cannot go anymore. And that's where, that is then Bhagwan's job. I do up to a point and then I wait, and then Bhagwan takes. So that's what he says, that is called coming out of the mouth of death. Mrityu mukhat pramuktam. How do you get liberated from the mouth of death? By realizing that I am deathless. So that is the one. Shaku, you want to do number 12? Swarge loke na bhayam kinchanasti.
Sarva loke na bhayam krishnasti.
Na tatra tvam na jaraya vibheti.
Na tatra tvam na jaya vibheti.
Ube tirtvash naya pipase.
Ube tirtvat naya tvipase.
Shokadigo modate svargaloke.
Sokatigo modate sarvaloke.
You can mute, we'll all chant together. Swarge loke na bhayam kinchanasti. Na tatra tvam na jaraya bibheti. Ube tirtvash naya pipase. Shokatigo modate svargaloke. So, next, now, Nachiketa is getting ready to ask his second boon. And the second boon, he is not asking for himself, not even for his father. He is asking for society. So you can see the wisdom of this young boy, that he's willing to sacrifice two boons, one for his father, family, and one for society. And Gurudev in his commentary says that a person can only progress. We are in shloka number 12, Mohini Aunty, number 12, mantra number 12. So Gurudev in his commentary says that a person can only progress if society progresses with him. Otherwise, my progress without society's progress is incomplete, is not correct. So he says that's why Nachiketa in his wisdom asks for the second boon for society. And he starts first by glorifying heaven. What he says, swarge loke na bhayam kinchanasti. There is no fear in heaven. Na tatra tvam, and you are not there. Na jaraya bibheti, and there is no fear of old age. Ube tirtva. So having crossed the two, what two? Ashnaya and pipase, hunger and thirst. Shokatigo, and he has this person who has conquered hunger and thirst and all the other things that he mentions. He modate swarga loke. He goes beyond shoka and he enjoys in swarga loka, the seventh case. So swarge loke, so in the heaven, he glorifies that there is no fear. What are the things that we fear on this earth? You know, old age, disease, and death. So he says those three are not there. See, there are six stages in life: birth, childhood, and youth. So those three are there in heaven: birth, childhood, and youth. But the other three that we fear, old age, disease, and death, are not there. That means in heaven, neither you grow old, neither you get sick, nor you die. So does not mean that you don't die forever. What it means is when your merits are exhausted, then you leave heaven and you come back to Mrityu Loka, you come back to this earth. So in and there is no hunger, there is no thirst, you know. And how do you go to heaven? By merits. If you have done good karmas, then you go to heaven. And there you enjoy heaven, and then you can have whatever food you want. You want pizza, you don't even have to cook it. You just think when pizza appears. You want any drink. You say, I don't want ordinary drink. I want Amrit. Okay, Amrit will appear. They say you want small, medium, or large. You go to the vending machine. But each time you get something, you get pizza, you get Amrit, you get anything, one of your merit gets ticked off. Because you have to enter your card and then they deduct it from your card. And then then there is dance of Menka and Ramba and all those, and there is the Gandharvas playing. So you want to go for the dance? Okay, go, but you will lose a merit. He says, not only I don't want to sit in the back seat, I want to sit in the front row next to Indra. They say, okay, sit, but then you lose more merits. So slowly, slowly, kshine punye martyalokam vishanti, Bhagwan says, as your punyas get exhausted, slowly, slowly you go leave heaven. And then they say there are seven heavens. You know, there are seven heavens, Bhur Bhuva Swaha. Swaha is the swarga that we talk about, the swarga where Indra lived. Bhur Bhuva Swarga, Mahajana Tapa, and Satyam. Satyam is the seventh one, Brahma Loka. So there are seven, one higher than the other. So people think it is like dabbas. You know, when we have the dabbas of food, one dabba on top of another, seven heaven. That's not how heavens are, not seven dabbas. They are seven zones of experience, which our subtle body can experience those worlds. And they are, each one is subtler and more pervasive than the other. So the highest accommodates all the others. So that is how it is. They are kind of zones of experience. They are not dabbas, one on top of the other. And same way, hells are not one lower than the other, but they are grosser. You know, as you go down at Patal, Sutal, Patal, and all that, Dharatal, all those, so they become more grosser. That is how it is. And for heaven, why do we go to heaven? Why can't we enjoy here? Because in heaven, the experiences you have, this human body cannot. So they give you a special body to enjoy heaven. And also in hell, this body cannot suffer some of the bad things if we have done. This body cannot. So they give you a special body that can go through suffering. You know, we had heard in the Kumbhipaka in Mukundamala. This Kumbhipaka is a hell where they actually, when you go there, or subtle body, when your body goes, they actually dip you in hot oil. And then when you're almost dead, they pull you out and then they dip you again and they pull you out, revive you with water and put you back in. So this human body cannot tolerate being dipped in oil and surviving. So that is why they give us special bodies for heaven or hell. And how do we know there are heaven and hell? Because the Vedas say that. And how were the Vedas? They were revealed to the rishis in their meditation. So this was revealed by the Supreme to the rishis. That's how we know there is heaven, hell, and all these lives after death and all. So that is not somebody imaginarily just sit down in forest and made it up. It is authentic. So we'll go to number 13. Hansa, you would like to? Hansa, not Hansa J, but Hansa Patel. Then we'll ask number 13. Satvamagnim Swargya Madhye Shimrityo.
Swatma Agnim Sarva Madhye Shimrityo.
Prabruhi Tvam Shraddhanaya Mahyam.
Prabhuhi Tvam Shraddhanaya Mahyam.
Swargaloka Amritatvam Bhajante.
Swargaloka Amritatvam Bhajante.
Etadvitiyena Vrine Varena.
Etadvitiyena Vrune Varena.
Together. Satvamagnim Swargya Madhye Shimrityo. Prabruhi Tvam Shraddhanaya Mahyam. Swargaloka Amritatvam Bhajante. Etadvitiyena Vrine Varena. So last line, etad. This dvitiya, this second, vara, varena, vrine. I choose or I request. This is my second boon I am asking. And who is the boon for? Boon is for society. Not for himself, but is for society. So that Agni, so Tvam, you know, O Tvam Mrityo, O you Lord the Death, Lord Yamaraj, that Agnim Swargyam, that fire which takes us to heaven. So there was a special fire sacrifice, which when done correctly, performed properly by the householder and inviting appropriate priests and all the Havan Kundas and all that, when it is done appropriately, that guarantees that performer of that he will go to heaven, he or she, whoever performs. So he says, Adheshi, oh Lord Death, I know you know it. You know that the special fire sacrifice when performed perfectly, correctly, chanted correctly, will take the householder to heaven. And you know it, and prabruhi tattvam. Bruhi means tell. Prakarshena bruhi means tell me very well, clearly, and completely. So that's what he wants. And he says, Shraddhanaya mahyam, mahyam, to me you please reveal. And who am I? I have a lot of Shraddha. And we'll talk about what does he have Shraddha in. And Swarga Loka, and in the Swarga world, Swarga Loka, Amritatvam Bhajante. There is immortality. You say, what immortality? So we'll talk about what does he mean by immortality. Bhajante means it is practiced there. It is immortality is present in Swarga Loka, and Eta Dvitiya Ena. So by this method, I request my second boon. So what is this fire sacrifice and how is it performed? That is not revealed in this Kathopanishad, but we'll see in the next mantra what is this fire sacrifice. And which guarantees that the soul will go to heaven. And he says, I have Shraddha. So what does he mean by what are the things he has Shraddha in? So when he says that by doing this fire ritual, I will go to heaven. So he has Shraddha in several things. One is that there are multiple worlds. You know, there's not only this earth, but there are higher worlds and lower worlds, which are described in our Shastras. So he says, I have faith in the Shastras that there are other worlds. And also I have faith in the Brahmins and in the mantras of the Vedas, the Vedic mantras, when they are chanted properly by qualified Brahman, and the person should give dakshina, should, you know, have, you know, faith in the ritual, sit with proper attention. So these, all these things are required. Ritual is not you call some Brahman and he's chanting and you are inside, you know, having your food and drink and all. No, you have, for the benefit of the mantra, you have to sit there and sit properly with the bath and with the proper attitude, you know, having done all those things, and then sit with the right attitude of humility, surrender, and devotion to Bhagwan. So all those things are required. Ritual is not only just the ritual, but it is also the, depends on the person who is performing. He should sit with the right attitude and do all those kriyas that are required for him to, before the rituals. That means invite the brahmana, set up everything, and invite people, give all that. So all that has to be done. So he said that shows that he has faith in the rituals. Then he has faith in Yamaraj, the teacher, that you are the one who knows about this. And I know, and not only you know, but you can teach me. You have the ability to teach. See, one, when you go to a teacher, if you have any doubt, I am not sure, maybe he can, maybe he can't. Unless you have Shraddha, unless you have faith in the teacher, the knowledge will not take, will not sit. So the first thing is, I have to have faith in the scriptures, faith in Bhagwan, and faith in the teacher, that the teacher has the ability to teach. And then also he has Shraddha that there is a transmigratory soul. He has faith, because again, he has heard. We can see that he has read the scriptures, he has heard the scriptures, even at age 8 or 9, his wisdom is amazing, that he knows that there is a transmigratory soul and that migrates to different worlds. And it will come back. So he knows all that, the journey of the soul after death. Then he has faith in himself that when Yamaraj teaches me this yagna, this sacrifice, Agni, this special Agni sacrifice, fire method sacrifice, I will be able to understand it. See, he already knows that, that if whatever Yamaraj teaches, I will be able to understand. So he has faith in the other worlds, he has faith in the scriptures, in the rituals, in the teacher, in this transmigratory soul, and then faith in himself, means he has himself prepared. So all those are required for us to, when we approach a teacher. And then he says, Swarga Loka Amrit Tattvam Bhajante. One experiences immortality. We think immortality, body won't live, but then will he become immortal, his subtle body? No. What it means is immortality, Gurudev in his commentary says, it is comparative. Like for us, what would be 100 years would be 1 year in heaven. So they, even the years you stay in heaven will be like hundreds or thousands of years on earth. So it is comparative immortality. It is not eternal immortality forever, but for a long period of time. Heaven or hell, again, that there also the suffering is for a long period of time compared to earthly time. So that is what they mean by immortality, because, you know, we chant na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amritatva manashu. So immortality cannot be gained by karmas, by doing some rituals, not by praja, not by others' help, and not by wealth. You cannot buy immortality either by somebody else chanting for you, or by doing some rituals, praja dhanena, nor even by doing a lot of charity. You cannot. Then how? Tyage naiti, only by renunciation and by right knowledge. So by renouncing this world, I can reach that state of immortality in this life itself. It doesn't have, though of course there are other muktis described, Videha mukti, Krama mukti and all, but the goal of life should be that in this life itself. So this supreme state of immortality cannot be obtained by karma, and he knows that, but he says that this will give a person who performs this yajna will not get the supreme immortality, but he will get the relative immortality of going to heaven for long period of time. So that is what this number 13 is. Talks about this fire sacrifice, and that he says, I would like you to teach me. Please teach me this fire so that I may share it with others, and others who perform this fire ritual will also reach heaven just as anybody else. Saroj, you want to chant number 14?
Yeah.
Prate bravimi tadume nibodha.
Prate bravimi tadume nibodha.
Svargyam agnim nachiketah prajanan.
Svargyam agni nachiketah prajanan.
Anantalokaptimatho pratishtham.
Anantalokaprimatho pratishtha.
Viditvametam nihitam guhayam.
Viditvametam nihitam guhayam.
So te bravimi, te to you, oh sorry, we'll chant together, you can mute. Prate bravimi tadume nibodha. Svargyam agnim nachiketah prajanan. Anantalokaptimatho pratishtham. Vidhi tvametam nihitam guhayam. So te bravimi. So the first word is pra te bravimi. Te bravimi means I am telling you. I am revealing this knowledge to you. Pra means I am telling, I will tell you prakarshena, very clearly I will tell you. And tat u, that clearly me nibodha, listen to me. Bodha means know. Nibodha means nishchayena bodha. You should know it without any doubt. Swargyam agnim, and this fire, that sacrifice that will take you to heaven, O Nachiketa Prajanan, you should know it very clearly. And what is this fire, this fire? So Gurudev in his commentary says, this fire is not only the fire in the Havan Kund, but that Virat, the cosmic fire, the total cosmos, the Virat, and that is Ananta Loka, and it is the knowledge of that takes you to the eternal heaven, and it is this fire is the Pratishtha, is the support, substratum of all the universes, all the, so he's talking about that Chaitanya spirit, the eternal fire, which is the total, the Virat, and Vidhi, and you learn it from me, Etam, learn it clearly, and Nihitam Guhayam, and may it be understood in your Guha, in the cave of your heart, means the intellect, may you understand it. So he says two words, nibodha, know it very well, no, understand it very well, and know it very well. See, in the olden days, they didn't have paper and pencil, you know, you can be in the lecture writing notes or tape recorder or YouTube or none of that. Teacher would speak one time and the student had to get it. There was no question of, you know, repeat, and I will ask. In fact, even Tapovan Maharaj tells Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda that I will speak only once, and I may ask you anytime. And if you don't, cannot answer, you have to get out of my ashram. You have to go back. You have to leave. So that was the strictness of those teachers. And that was the brilliance of the student, that having heard one time, they would get it, which we will see in the next mantra. So this The fire ritual, the ritual is not only the fire, but first of all is the fire. Second is the particular rituals are performed with the fire. And third is the deity that is worshipped in the fire. Each ritual, say they worship Indra or, you know, whoever the deity, Varuna, whoever, Vayu, whoever they wanted to worship. The deities, Vishnu or Lord Shiva or whoever was worshipped. That also is included in the fire ritual. And then Dhanam and Upasana. Again, when one sits for this ritual, one has to do charity, give to worthy causes, worthy people, and upasana with the attitude of humility, surrender to Bhagwan. And upa means I have to sit close, means my mind has to be all the time. Not physically you may be sitting, but your mind may be somewhere else. So when I'm sitting for puja or ritual, even though the pandit is doing, my mind should be fully with that. So that is called upasana. And this fire, as we mentioned, is the universal support, Virat. And this knowledge of that has to be nihitam guhayam. Again, in a karmanana prajaya, when we chant, when Swamiji comes, they say nihitam guhayam. In the core of your personality, your intellect, there very clear this knowledge should be there. So that is called nihitam guhayam. So may it stay in your the cave of your heart. Hansa Ben, you can do the next one. Hansa J, number 15. Lokadim agnim tamu vacha tasmai.
Lokadimagnim tamuvach tasmai.
Ya ishtaka yavati va yathava.
Ya ishtaka yavati va yathava.
Sachapita pratyavadat yathoktam.
Sachapita pratyavadat ga.
Yeah, again. Sachapi tat pratyavadat yathoktam.
Sachapi tat pratyavadat yathoka.
Athasya mrityu punarevah tushtah.
Athasya mrityu punarevah tushtah.
Together. Lokadim agnim tamu vacha tasmai. Ya ishtaka yavati vayathava. Sachapita pratyavadat yathoktam athasya mrityu punarevahatushtah. So lokadim agnim. So this fire that was before even the origin of the universe. See, because for to create the universe, all those things were required: air, space, fire, water, earth. But fire is the energy, you know, so that is the essential element, most important element, and that's why lokadim, even before all these lokas were created, this Agni. And now this, who is saying that? The Rishi of the Upanishad is saying that. It is neither Yamraj talking nor Nachiketa talking. It is the Rishi. He's saying lokadim agnim tam uvacha. So this Yamaraj uvacha, he spoke tasmai to him. So he spoke to him. So that means Yamaraj spoke to Nachiketa. And what did he speak? Ya ishtaka. Ishtaka means what kind of bricks. And not only what kind of bricks, but how the Havan Kund should be. Whether it should be square or circular or rectangle or hexagon. And yavat, how many bricks should be placed and how, in what order, how they should be placed. So all that is taught to Nachiketa. Not only the mantras, but how the brick should be placed, exact relationship of the Havan Kund, and everything is taught to him in which direction. Sacha api tap pratyavadat. And having heard only once, he repeats the whole thing 100% without mistake. Pratyavadat means he talked back. यथा उक्तम, जस्ट एज यमराज हैज सेड इन दैट सेम सीक्वेंस, टू लुक एट द ब्रिलियंस ऑफ दिस स्टूडेंट दैट ही अंडरस्टैंड्स, ही रिमेंबर्स एंड ही रिपीट्स. सो दैट इज वॉट, दैट्स हाउ वन शुड, इवन वेन वी लिसन टू स्वामी जीज लेक्चर्स, वी शुड ऑल्सो पे दैट सेम काइंड ऑफ अटेंशन. वी डोंट, बट दैट इज हाउ वन शुड स्टडी. एंड अथा अस्य मृत्यु पुनरेवाह दृष्ट, अथा मीन्स इन दैट केस देन मृत्यु फॉर फ्रॉम फॉर हिम पुनरेव अह आह तुष्ट, ही वॉज सो प्लीज्ड बिकॉज ही पुनरेव अह, ही रिपीटेड एवरीथिंग 100%. सो यमराज वॉज वेरी प्लीज्ड. And we saw that this fire is the Chaitanya Tattva. So, what is this ritual? You know, well, the Kathopanishad doesn't talk about that. Why? Because this is not a book of rituals. This is a text of Jnana. It is Jnana Marga. It is not Bhakti Marga. It is not a ritual. So, rituals are mentioned in different, different places, like in Yajurveda is the one where all these yagnas are mentioned. So this is a book, text of knowledge, Kathopanishad. So he doesn't mention what was the mantras, what was the rituals. That is not mentioned. But it is understood that the Yamaraj explained to Nachiketa exactly how the mantras should be chanted. Jayashree, you want to do number 16?
Sure.
Tambravit Priyamano Mahatma.
Tambravit Priyamano Mahatma.
Varam te taveha adya dadami bhuyaha.
Varam taveha adya dadami bhuyaha.
तवैव नाम्ना भवितायम अग्निः.
तवैव नाम्ना भवितायम अग्निः.
श्रीकां चे माम् अनेकरूपां गृहाण.
श्रीकां चे माम् अनेकरूपां गृहाण.
Can mute, we'll all chant together. तं ब्रवीत् प्रियमाणो महात्मा वरं तवेह अद्य ददामि भूयः. तवैव नाम्ना भविताम् अग्निः. श्रीकां चे माम् अनेकरूपां गृहाण. सो दिस तम टू हिम स्पोक हु? महात्मा. महात्मा टू दिस, सो प्रियमाण महात्मा मीन्स दिस यमराज इज मेन्शन्ड एज महात्मा, द ग्रेट सोल who was very satisfied. Priyamana means Mahatma, he was satisfied. Mahatma also can be combined with Tam to Nachiketa. Nachiketa is also Mahatma. So we'll see how, of course, we expect Yamaraj to be Mahatma, but how Nachiketa and how can we become Mahatma? Varam tava iha adya dadami bhuyaha. So now I give you an extra boon. I already have given you the second boon. I have already taught you, which he already repeated. But now I am giving you an extra boon that is from me. So you still have your third boon that you haven't asked for. But this extra boon I am giving you, Nachiketa to Nachiketa. Yamraj says, Tava eva namna bhavita. So this Agni sacrifice will be named after you. Tava eva namna. Of with your name, Bhavita, it will be Ayam Yagnihi. So this Yagni sacrifice will be named after you. And then Yamaraj is so pleased that he takes out his necklace, Srikam, his beautiful necklace, Cha Ima Aneka Rupam, which has numerous colored beads, numerous jewels. All different jewels are in that, rubies, pearls, all that. And Grihana, please take it. So he not only he names this ritual after Agni, but like in the olden days when somebody would go to the king and the king would give him all whatever he asked, but then he was extremely pleased, would give a necklace from his own neck. So this is one. But Gurudev says that it was not a physical necklace. We'll talk about that. So Mahatma, so we said Yamraj is Mahatma, but how can we become Mahatma? So Akhandananji Maharaj, you might have heard of him. A lot of our Swamijis of Chinmaya Mission quote him. So he says, we are all born Paramatma, but very few become Mahatma. What does he mean? We are born Paramatma, and how do we become Mahatma? Paramatma means we are all have that supreme consciousness within us. So that is our true nature. We are of the nature of that supreme bliss. But how many of us become Mahatma? Paramatma we already are, but Mahatma, how do we become? First of all, you have to work for it, put the effort. Then you have to have the right vision, you know, that I want this goal of becoming wise, becoming knowledgeable, becoming enlightened. Then I have to have the Medha Shakti. I have to put my effort to remember, understand, memorize. And then I have to have sannyasa. Sannyasa means detachment. So effort is required, right? Understanding, vision, and sannyasa. That is the four things required to become Mahatma from Paramatma. And that he says that this ritual will give you. But when he says that I give this necklace, so Gurudev and Acharya say Nachiketa was already beyond all that. You know, in fact, we will see in subsequent mantras, Yamaraj gives him so many boons, so many gifts, and he rejects all of them.
Well, yeah.
So you think he would be attracted with a necklace? So they say that the word necklace or beads also means the path, Shankaracharya ji. So he teaches him, gives him additional knowledge that will take him on the path. So necklace is symbolic. What it means is that additional knowledge to go on this path, additional rituals, additional knowledge to evolve. So that is also given by Yamaraj to Nachiketa. So what we have to get from this, that we have to develop the right qualifications like Nachiketa to get knowledge. And we should never think that I have enough knowledge or bahut sun liya, I have already heard. No, we should keep on listening to when these Mahatmas come, when these teachers come, keep on studying, keep on learning, keep on progressing. And we should have extreme gratitude for our culture, you know, that this Sanatan Dharma, this culture that we belong to, which is so ancient, thousands of years old, and so much wisdom is there. So we should have gratitude, and we should have a desire to continue learning. So that is what we can learn from this particular mantra, that the Nachiketa was so eager to learn that Yamaraj gives him additional knowledge. So that is what the necklace is symbolic of, additional knowledge, further opportunity to evolve. And that is how one should be, in always willing to learn and have gratitude to our culture and cultivate those qualities, you know, Shadhan Chatushtaya, Vivek, Vairagya, all of those. All of you know those, so I won't repeat them. But that is what this few mantras show, the glory of the teacher and the glory of the student and how he gets this knowledge and the two boons he asks. Okay. The next three mantras again deal with the second boon, 17, 18, 19, and then from 20th mantra will start his third boon. So our next class will be in 3 weeks, 3 weeks from today. Is it 3 weeks or?
2 weeks. 2 weeks from
Tuesday. Tuesday. What is the date on Tuesday?
First is second. You want to do it on second?
No, second is Tuesday. So in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Second is Tuesday.
Yeah. Second.
Yeah. So second is Tuesday. We'll be busy. So on the 9th, I'll put it also on the WhatsApp. Our next class will be on the 9th.
January 9th.
Yeah, January 9th. So we'll have 3 weeks. Off, so you can revise this and study, read the book ahead. Gurudev's commentary is very good, so read it in these 2-3 weeks so that then when we discuss, when we meet, you'll be able to discuss better. We have a few minutes. Any questions, any comments? Yeah, Carrie, go ahead. You can unmute.
I was wondering, is there a fire ceremony that is really like this now?
It's there, it's described in the Vedas, but I don't know of anybody who performs it right now.
Insurance, how
Yeah,
people do
sure,
it.
people maybe, you know, those who are very qualified. Yeah, there are these ceremonies described in the Yajurveda mostly, this kind of fire ceremony. But routinely, I don't think people perform. I don't know. It's probably you have to be very advanced student, a householder, and the good teacher. And the Pandit, all that to perform. Pandit have to be extremely qualified. So if there are, I'm not aware of them. Jayashree, you know anybody who does this? No.
This is
Nobody.
just too, it has to be so accurate and all those things.
Right. It's very advanced. Lata, you have a question. I'm sorry. Jayashree, anything else you wanted to say? Shaku, go ahead.
So in you explained the mortality in Sloka 13, is the last four line. Can you explain it? The last paragraph,
13.
last four line.
Yeah,
The
in
word
13.
immortality.
Yeah, Amrit Tattvam Bhajante. Yeah, as I mentioned, immortality means compared to life on earth, it is a relative immortality. Means they live thousands of years on earthly years, but it is not eternal.
Forever.
Only immortality can be through knowledge that I am immortal. So going to heaven does not guarantee immortality. It is a longer lifespan. So that is called, it's a relative immortality.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lata, you have a question?
My understanding, you have explained, well, you have a general understanding, is that there is no heaven or hell somewhere else outside. It is with our actions and with our karma is what we create. But you refer to that it is mentioned here in our Vedas, the layer of heavens and the levels of hell. It doesn't mesh my understanding
Yeah,
at this point.
no.
How do we justify this?
See, what they say is that majority of your karmas, good or bad, you experience in this life itself. So heaven and hell is here if you have done good karmas. But there are certain people who have done a lot of good deeds and they still suffer, or there are certain people who are criminals, you know, who have gone done a lot of crimes and they die, or like somebody who kills 10, 15 people and then shoots himself. So they say, how did he didn't suffer the consequences of, you know, suppose somebody kills 7, 8 people, like his employer and all the other, or the school teachers and all. And then at the end, when police come, shoots himself, and he didn't suffer. So for such people, they have zones of experience. And they
Their
are
subtle bodies,
subtle in the subtle
yogs
body,
are.
yeah, the mind, intellect, the subtle body, along with the vasanas, the jiva travels. But again, it's not physical planes. It's not like as I said, not like dabbas, one on top of the other. These are more subtler and subtler fields of experience. And each of the next heaven is subtler than the first heaven, then the second, then the fourth. And in Brahma Loka is the subtlest, which accommodates all the others. So these are subtler and more pervasive fields of
I see.
experience. Yes.
You
So there
know,
are,
Swamiji also
yeah,
explained.
Hansa, what?
About the lokas. I think loka, the way it was defined, is the experience that we go through, whether heavenly experience or bad experiences. So these people, you say they kill themselves and go, and we don't see them suffering. But how do you know? Maybe they come back to the world to suffer that, and that may be the hell for him.
Exactly.
No, yeah, that is
So
also true.
that's
Yeah.
what I mean. We do not see them punishing in front of us. That doesn't mean they get unpunished.
This is right.
Yeah, no, that is true. The
Yeah.
karmas
So,
will continue in the next
yeah,
life, you're right.
exactly. So to me, it seems like that's much more palatable. But anyway, that's all I wanted to
Yeah,
say.
but the Vedas talk about Indra
Yeah.
and Varuna and all these heavenly bodies and all that. So that cannot be bluff. That means
No,
we are
no, no.
counting all
They
this.
might be talking of something that we don't understand and we think they are lokas.
No, they
I mean,
describe
that's
them as lokas.
Yeah.
No, they mentioned.
I mean, they
Varga
describe
loka.
Them as a lokas, but loka doesn't a spatial, there's no spatial thing. It's right there, right here, kind of thing.
No, but they describe like the dancers and all the heavenly.
I know, but that can be, you can see here too.
Right, right.
Now, anyway, excuse
but,
me,
but,
one minute.
No, but what they're saying is the level of, like,
Yeah.
The Kumbhi Paka, they describe the hell where you put in hot oil. So when they describe so much detail, there has to be zones of experience. That's what, if the Vedas say, I believe that. I don't think this world, earth alone is where all the experiences
can
happen.
The first Kojoha?
Oh yeah, also on the 1st of January, there will be Vishnu Sahasranama chanting. Contact Varshaban and Jayashree, they will be coordinating and they will send you the WhatsApp. It will be in the evening, probably around 4 or 5 in the evening at the mission. So if you do, and they will do the Vishnu Sahasranama chanting, so Varshaban will send you the details. Yeah? Any other questions, comments? Otherwise, we'll do the closing.
I know Nachiketa's first boon. I think it was very thoughtful for him to understand that dad would be anxious.
Right.
So that he wanted him to be at peace right now.
Yes.
Not when I reach. That's what I just.
Yeah, thank you. No, that's very true. That's very true. His first boon was that he knew my father will be very stressed out now, unhappy, that he sent me, he didn't mean it, and he wants to compensate. So yeah, it's very, very nice, very thoughtful. This whole Upanishad is very beautiful, very simple. The teachings are very simple. But later on, of course, it will get into all the details like all the other Upanishads, but it is a lot more. It's 120 mantras, so this will take a few months to cover, maybe, till May or June. So we'll end with the closing. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Guru Namaha Harihi Om.